We are on Daf Tzadik Tes Amid Aleph. Let us again start from Lema Kitanoi, around 2/3 of the Amid Lema Kitanoi. The Gemara wanted to say that this memre of Rav Asi, that woman koine b'shvach keili, is a machlekes tanoi. We learned aseli shirayim nizomim v'tabois, that a woman said to a jeweler, she gave him silver, and he should make from this silver bracelets or rings or earrings, and for that she become a kodeshes. Kivin sha'asom mekodeshes divrei Rameya. So Rameya holds, when he made the rings, she's mekodeshes. Achachomim oimrim eino mekodeshes, and she yigia momin liyodo. She's only mekodeshes when she'll get the momin. My momin, which momin are we speaking about that achachomim hold that she's not mekodeshes till she gets the momin? Ilema oisai momen, if we will assume that it means the rings, and the chachamim hold she's not mekodeshes till she gets the rings or the bracelet, mechlal darameya sova oisai momen loy, even though she did not as yet get the ring, she's also mekodeshes. Elo b'may mekacha, so how is she mekodeshes? If she doesn't get the rings, how is she mekodeshes? Ella, ye ella pshita, my momin achel. That the chachamim hold, she only will become mekodeshes if he gives her different money. These items, she cannot become mekodesh with these items. And Rameir holds she could become Mekudish with these items. Usvarua, the Gemara held, the Kula Alme Yeshno Leschirais Mitchilo Viatzai. Everyone holds that the Chiev Tashlumim, that the Isha is Chayev to pay the person who is making these Taboys, that the Chiev Schiris starts as soon as he starts working, and every pute he makes, she's mechuyev to pay him for that pute. Yeshno leschiris mitchila batzai. So memela, when he finishes the ring, she owes him for all the putes he had made. And now if he's meichel her, that she doesn't have to pay him, so that's called mekadish b'milvet. That means he's telling her, even though you owe me X amount of money, you don't have to pay, and for this I want to be mekadesh you. So the Gemara at the present time held if everyone holds yeshna l'schiris mitchila batzai, so it comes out that there was chal a milveh that she owes him for all his services, and everyone holds a mekadesh b'milva ainu mekadeshes. She can only be mekudish with mois ben. Stamazoi, not being mechuyev to pay the choyv. A penny saved is a penny earned is not sufficient by kedushin. You have to give mois ben. Mekadesh b'milva ainu mekadeshes. My love, but umen koine b'shvach kli kamiflegi. So mestame. So what is the machlekes? What is the svara of Rameya? If everyone holds yeshno leschiris mitchila batzayif, and everyone holds a mekadesh b'milva einu mekodeshes, so when he gives her the ring, what is he giving her? So al kochach, Rameya holds umen koine b'shvach keli, that he acquired a kinyan in these taboys, so Mamela, he's giving her what he possesses, Rabbanan Sovrei ein umen keine Beschwach keile. So we would seem this memre of Ravasi is a machlokes Rameir and the Chacham. Let us see Rashi. Zekt Rashi aseli shirayim. Tzmidim mishali. You should make bracelets mishali. Vakadosh loch bischar pa'ulosecha. Yeshna leschires mitchila batzoi. Kivin sha'ola schore leprute. He worked a prute. Nischaivaloi miyad prute. So she owes him a prute. Bahavilei milve gabo. So now she owes him a prute. Ve'ilav do umen koine bishvach keili. If Rameya doesn't hold umen koine bishvach keili, mishum schires leil reima Rameya dit is kaddish. For the schiris that she doesn't have to pay him, a mayor would not say that she becomes mekadeshes. The kaddish b'milva, the mekadesh b'milva, ain't a mekadeshes. The milva leitza nitno. That means he's not giving anything now. If he lent the money, ain't a ben. You mekadesh with money that's not ben. Ela mishum de kasava umen keine bishvach keili. Zakocha chameya holds umen keine bishvach keili. Vichi yoib lo nela mikacho bishvacho. So that shvach that he possesses is mikadisha with this. Ma de is lei bigave, what he possesses in these nizomim and taboys. Afalpi shalay nosan lo momenach, even though he didn't give her a different money. But this ring itself is money that he possesses. The rabbonon sabri loikoni, ve'ena mekodeshes, achigia momenach ala yoda. So the Gemara wanted to say that the machlokes Rameya and the Chachomim is, do you say umen koine shvach keli? Because the Gemara at the present time did not have another mahalach in Rameya. With what is he being mekadisha? Everyone holds yeshna l'schiris mitchila batzai. And everyone holds mekadish b'milva eina mekodeshes. Now let us see Taisvis. Elo b'mai mekadisha. The Gemara at first understood that the Chachamim hold eina mekodeshes eshigia momen liyodo, that she has to get the shirai. And then she'll become a kodesh. And Rameya holds she's mekodesh even though she doesn't get the shirai. So the Gemara says, how can that be? Ella b'mai mekatsha. Now, Tosfos had a tremendous problem. And let us elaborate what the problem of Tosfos was. The Gemara is going to have different mahalchim. What the Svara of Rameir is, what the Svara of the Chachamim. What the Svara of the Chachamim is. Now, later the Gemara is going to say a Mahalach, that Rameir holds Mekadosh b'milva b'kodesh. Later the Gemara wants to say such a Svara. So that means Rameir holds Yeshno l'schiris mitchila v'atzoit. She owes him money, each pruta that he made, she owes him a pruta. And after he finished the shirayim, so now she owes him, and he's meichala. And according to Rameir, she's makudish. That's a mahalach later in the Gemara. So memele, the Gemara jumped to a conclusion, you can't say according to Rameir that she's makudish before she gets the shirayim. Because what's the svar of Rameir? But my Makacho. So the Shai, what's the problem with my Makacho? He's Makadisha with the Milga. The Gemara later says, the Gemara wants to understand what is Pshat in the Chachamim. Chachamim says, Einu Makadeshis Achigia Momen Leyoda. So what do they hold? They hold not this moment, because Chamei also holds, you need that this moment she should get, or else how is she Makadish? So Kochach, the Chachamim hold Momenach. And now they say, that we have to understand what the machlokes is. So how did the Gemara jump to a conclusion that according to Rav Meir, before the Gemara knew what the Machlokes is, Rav Meir can't hold that she's Mekadesh before she gets the Tabois. Because what is he Mekadesh with? So they said, America problem. He's Mekadesh with the Mechila Samilva. What's the problem? Why did the Gemara assume that it's impossible to say that before she gets the Tabois, she should be Mekadesh? Why not? She's Mekadesh with the Milva. Now, let's say the second Teretz first, and then we'll come back to the first Teretz. Va'oidai Marie, v'nirali Iker, this is the Iker Teretz, sha'afilu shneyim roitzim she'yachaylu koydam agoyis mameliyot. Afilu, both of them agree that she should become Mekadeshes before she gets the moment. And we'll say, Mekadesh b'milva Mekadeshes. So he comes over to her, he says, listen, you owe me money, I moichel you the money, and therefore, with that, I want to be Mekudesh. And Rav Meir holds Mekadesh b'milva Mekudeshes. Zuktaisves eino Mekudeshes. She's not Mekudesh. Af al pi shemischayeves loy rishen rishen. Even though she owes him already the money, and now he's moichel her the money. Levishe yeshto leschires mitchila vatzay. Ataisu says, I'm more the columnist of you. But even Shane Yochel le Toiba, Bidin Schoroi, Achigia, Momen Lyoto, Ein Hoshub, Kinaisen lo Klumbe, Michilosa, Achitobe, Shoshe Yochel le Toiba Bidin. So Taisu says, I'm more the key yourself. Taisu says, I'm a Kaddish be Milve, if you hold us Mekodeshes, you're only Mekodesh if he has the capability of moaning from. He can owe, or could be it's not as man piroin yet. So Tais says, Amurdiki Yisod, calls man, she doesn't get back the tabois, she's not mechuyev to pay. She owes him already. She owes him whenever, every pula that he did, she owes him already. But he can't schlep her to Besdin, schiris, ein schiris mishtalemis elolipsoik. That means, I owe you from before. But this man piroin is when I get it. Then I'm a chuyif to pay, even though the chayv is from before. So Taisva says, I'm more than a yisod. I feel that I'm held mekadesh b'milv mekodeshes. So that is pshat is, if I'm moichel a chayv that I could schlep you to din teire to pay, and I'm moichel the chayv, so then it's called I gave you something. If you hold the mekadesh b'milv mekodeshes. But if Vasheru Shom, I can't be Tevei the Chayfi because you didn't get it yet. So Bepayel, you're not Mechuyev to pay as yet. So even though I'm Moichel you, it's not considered you got something. So Memele, so this is the second Teretz of Taisvis. And Taisvis holds, this is the Ikya Teretz. But the Gemara said, whatever Rav Meir holds, Afilo Rav Meir will hold a Mekadish B'milve Mekodeshes, but Kozman, she doesn't get the tabois, she zich is not Mekudish, because since at the present time he can't be teveyer her what she owes him, so being meichel this chayv is not considered that she's getting something. Since papoyel he can't be teveyer her the demea chayv. This is the iketeretz that he wants to say. Now let's go back to the first teretz of the Ri. Oy Marie. And the Ri had this problem. Without the second teretz, the Ri had the problem why can you say according to Rav Meir she's Mekudesh before she got the ring? She owes him the money and he's Meichel her the money and that's how she's Mekudeshes. Oy Mari, the Svaru, she'ena mekodeshes, b'mashe moichel ha'schorei, afil lo yeyumen koine b'shvach keili, ela milve yeshle alevu moichel ha'ena mekodeshes, she'en dato lehiskadesh, ad she'yevoyu ashiroyim v'nezomim liyod. The first teretz that he said, theoretically, she could become Mekudeshes before she got the ring. She owes him money, and he's meichel hadachoy, and if you're the mekadesh b'milva mekadeshes, so theoretically, she could become mekadesh, but the Gemara held, a woman is not goymer b'data to become mekadesh, that means he comes over to her, and he tells her, he says, you know, the ring is ready, right, mekadeshesly. Before she gets into this, she wants to see that the ring is ready. She's telling him, who says he did something on it? He's telling her, I did, I worked on it, blah, blah, blah. Chazal held, it's a non-sadi, that she is not goyma bedata till she sees the ring. That's the first teretz of Taisus. And therefore, the Gemara said, if she didn't get it, she's ichanam makudish, mesamad is a non-sadi. There's a Rashba in Kedushin that seems to say that really Pshat is that she's Mekudish with the Chayv, Mechilas HaChayv, b'tnai that she gets the ring. But if she gets the ring, she's Mekudish L'mafreya. That means that she wants to make sure that he did it. I mean, that's the assumption that he's telling her the ring is finished. I'm the Kadeshes. We're up to Sheva Brochas already. No. She wants to see that the ring is finished. But if she sees that the ring is finished, so, and she gets the ring, then she's Mekudish L'mafcheya. So it comes out as a Moira de Kechilik between the first Teretz and Taisus and the second Teretz and Taisus. Not only In the chiluk, when can she become a kudish? According to the first teretz and taismis, we need it should be mota liyodo for her gemiras das. But after she gets it, could be she's makudish l'mafreya. According to the second teretz, kol's man, he's not bekoyech to be teveya habedin, so the mechilas achayv is not called she's getting something. Because he can't shlep a saivis haylebed. That is the difference between the first teretz and the second teretz. So now the Gemara says, the Gemara wants to shlug this up. The Gemara wanted to say, it's a machlikis tanoim if umen koine shvach keil. So the Gemara says, like, it's not muchach that's the machlikis. I'll tell you, the kula alma ain umen koine b'shvach keil. Could be none of them hold an umen koine b'shvach keil. Elo hocha, the machlikis is, b'yeshno l'schiris mitchilo v'atzoif komitli. The machlokes is, when is chal her chiyev to pay? Rameyer sova ein l'schiris elo l'psoif. The chiyev to pay is when he finishes. Kol's man, there's no finished product, there's no. There's no chiyev at all to pay. Rabbanan sovri. Yesh l'schiris mitchilo v'atzoif. Zot Rashi, eina l'schiris elo l'psoif, imahada lohu nelo, when he returns it to her, then she's mechuyev to pay, hilkach lav milvahu. Now, I'd like to elaborate a little on this Gemara. This is a very difficult Gemara. The Gemara says, there's a machloikis, when, if a person gives a poyel, that's a material to make a ring, the chiyuv to pay, when is it chal? So if you hold yeshno l'schiris mitchila v'atzoif, I hold the chiyuv to pay is every puta that he makes, she owes him a puta. When he finishes, she owes him, let's say, 200 putas. Fine, she owes him 200 putas. Now, she owes him 200 putas. Now, he comes over to her. He says, you know, you don't have to pay the 200 putas. Be mekudesh to me. I says, no, she's not mekudesh. Mekadesh milva ain't a mekudesh. No. He can't be mekadesh. He's not giving her more his back. But, if you hold yeshna l'schiris, ain't l'schiris ela l'psoiv, then she's mekudesh. Now, what does this mean? This means she doesn't owe him anything at all. Fine. Huh? She doesn't owe him anything at all. He gives her the ring, and when he gives her the ring, he tells her as follows. He tells her that
you know what? Now you really, you should owe me. You don't even owe me. You don't owe me. In fact, Rabbi Chanan, he doesn't understand this. He says, he doesn't understand. He says, if there was a chayiv, and he's meichel the chayiv, so that's not Moise Ben. What is he giving God? Meichel the chayiv, that's not Moise Ben. So he says, if there wasn't a chayiv, never was a chayiv. Now when he gives it back the ring, he says, you know, not that there's a chayiv and you don't have to pay the chayiv. No, you don't owe me. I want him to mekadesh you. So there's not even a chayiv. So there's not even a chayiv. So what does he mekadesh you with? There's no chayiv. You don't owe me anything. So Rabbi Chanan says, l'chayre, it makes more sense to understand that if there was a chayiv, she doesn't have to pay. The chayiv is giving her more than when there's no chayiv whatsoever. So what is he giving her? Why is this not called mekadesh b'milka? This is the Loshen of Rabbi Chanan. Imoichel ma shekvar nischaibo, ein zu kabolas kesef. Koshkein imoise shaloit ischaib metchila. You don't owe me anything. So what is he giving her? So Rabbi Chanan says as follows. He says, if someone does a pula for someone else, a filu, without speaking with this person, telling him, I want money for this pula, he's mechuyev to pay him. He went and was mashbiach his karka. He didn't tell him. He's mechuyev to pay. How much is mechuyev to pay? Depends. But al kaponim, you mechuyev to pay. Why you mechuyev to pay? I didn't tell you to do it. So al kochoch, if you mechuyev to pay, it seems you got something from me. And that is mechayev you to pay. So he says, if a pu'ule is considered, you received something from me, and because of that, that creates a chiyuv tashlumim. So a pu'ule is called, you received something from me, and I can be mekadesh you with this pu'ule. And he's mekadesh you with the pu'ule. That means you gave me a piece of silver, I'm giving you back a ring that came through my pu'ule. I'm giving you something. I'm giving you services which are worth money. And for these services, I want to be mekadesh you. I'm giving you something. Man, you don't have to pay. I'm giving you something, l'shem kedusha. You're receiving a pu'ula from me. So that's called, I gave you something. He says, if you hold yeshna l'schiris mitchila vatzoi. So the minute he makes one pruta, so she owes him for the pruta, and the pula belongs to her, and the pula belongs to her. So memele, it can only be mekadeshah that she doesn't have to pay, she doesn't have to pay for the, can only be mekadeshah that she doesn't have to pay for the pula that he did for her. If you hold yeshna l'schiris mitchila v'atzoiv, so that means she received the pool already and she owes him money for the pool. So it can only be mekadishar for the money that she owes him that he doesn't, she doesn't have to pay for it. If you hold eina l'schiris ela l'psoiv, so pshad is, I'm giving you now the pool, which is a shavius, and I'm saying, for this pu'ula that you're receiving, I don't want you to owe me for it. I want you to be mekudish for this pu'ula. And this pu'ula is a shavius. That's why she's mekudish. I once thought perhaps we could say a little different than it could be if you hold ein l'schiras ela l'psayif. That means he's giving her a ring. And normally, when he gives a ring, there comes a bill attached with it. Here's the ring, and you owe me X amount of money. So it's considered, if the ring comes with a bill, so it's considered she did not acquire the ring, even though it's hers, but she has to pay for the ring. Receiving a ring without a bill is, so that is pshat, that she's getting a complete ring. So it could be she's mekudish with the ring, even though it's hers to begin with, but if she doesn't have to pay for it, so it's considered she has a bailish shleima on the ring. And when she has to pay for it, it's considered that she doesn't, it's not called hers completely because she's mechuyev to pay for it. About kaponim, this is what the Gemara says, if you hold einel l'schiris ela l'psoif, she's mekudish, and it's not considered mekadish b'milka. Then the Gemara says, the kul alma, everyone knows yeshna l'schiris mitchila v'atzoif. Everyone knows yeshna l'schiris mitchila v'atzoif. V'hoche, mekadish b'milve kamiflegi. The machlokes is mekadish b'milve. Ramei yosav mekadish b'milve mekudeshes. Rabbanan sovri mekadish b'milve eina mekudeshes. Now let us see Taisvis. Biboy is aimed at the Kulama Yeshna Lishiras Metchila Batzov. So she owes him, and when every pula that he does, she owes him the money in his Meichela. The Eina Ella Lipsoif, because if they would hold Eina Lishiras Abasoif, Kivin Shein Mischayev Schorei, she doesn't owe him the schar ella kol beyachad kshenigma kol meloche. When it's finished, va'oz meichela b'teiris kedushin, he says, you don't have to pay me. I'm giving it to you lechoshiv milk. So that's why the Gemara they say that everyone. So if you want to say the machlekes is mekadosh b'milve, you had to say that. Yes, l'schiris metchila v'atzayif, because if you hold ain't l'schiris al l'psayif, it's not a milta. V'ain l'dagdek mikan t'chein aloche, the yes, l'schiris metchila v'atzayif. It's not muchach from our Gemara that we paskin like that. Kim d'leimotzi l'meime bin yinache. The Gemara couldn't say everyone holds ain't l'schiris al l'psayif, so what's the swab to chachomit? Avol yes, l'hovi raye miperikamad abay d'zore, how we paskin l'aloche. Gabi higia lekipa shemamidim bo avaydezor. A person was hired to build a tumah for avdei avaydezor. And it seems the etzem binyan, there's no issa, but when he came to the base of the kippah that they're going to put avaydezor on, also live noisa. He's not allowed to build it. The komar bigmore im bono. What if he did build it? Schorei muta. Meforish time, mishum deyeshna leschires mitchila v'atzoyv. That they owed him kiseide for the whole binyan. Eimes mitzere, when does it become also? When does it become an avodah zarah b'makish achein? Makish achein lesbo shove pruta. So Memela, so the Gemara says, so he can take the money, because most of the money till the Makish Achain is not for the Avodah Zarah. So the Makish Achain, then that makes it for the Avodah Zarah, and that's Pochas Mishabah Pruta. So he's not receiving money for the Avodah Zarah, so he can keep the money. Leket the Pligi Hosam, Mashmed Ochi Hilchase. We paskin like that, that Yesh Naschiz Mitchil Avatzoy. Avagav the kaimlon, the schiris, einem ishtalemes, elu lipsoik. Now Taisva says, there are two shailas. There's one shaila when the chiyiv is chal. So Taisva says, we paskin, the chiyiv starts right away when he starts working. But this man piroim is elu lipsoik. This man piroim is when he finishes. Afilu l'man d'yoma yeshna, afilu according to the man d'yoma that holds. Yeshna l'schiris mitchila v'atzoif, the chiyiv is for the kisei de kipul is, but this man peroin den mishalem is elu l'psoif, kedenach kolom bezer neshech, midachsiv kishir shona b'shona. Schiris shal shona zu, eine mishalem is elu l'shona achers.
You learn that from a pasuk, a person rents a house, he's mechuyev to pay the rent at the end of the month, or at the end of the year. He lived there a year, so he's mechuyev to pay the beginning of the next year for last year's dira. So these are two different things. This man piroin is by the after ends, but the chiyev accumulates mitchila vatzoy. Halacha is that a poel can have charote in the middle of the day. A Tosfos had a kasha, if you hold einel eschiris elul psoif, so why is he mechuyev to pay him for half a day's work? You didn't finish. The whole chiyev is chal when you finish. You didn't finish a guten tov. That Tosfos kasha. Tais says, no, afilu lamandi oma eina ela lipsoit, afilu yod eina ela lipsoit, when he, the chshechoyza boy, but when he had charote, vein roitza lifo yoysa, also a saif. That's called the saif. The saif is lav davke when he finishes his job completely. When he finishes working, that's the saif. And if he decided to quit in the middle of the day, so that's the saif, then it's chal the chiv to pay. I mean, all other halachas, everyone holds his man peroin, zichelipsayim. And everyone holds, a fellow he didn't end the malach, he's also chayv to pay. So the whole nafkamina is legabi kedushin, and legabi Now, the last mahalach of the Gemara was, Rav Meir Sover, Amakadish, Pemilva, Mekudeshis. Rav Meir holds, everyone holds, Yeshnal, Eschiris, Mitchila, Vatzayv. And it's Zicha, Amilva. Rav Meir holds, Amakadish, Pemilva, Mekudeshis. But Tosfos, how can you say such a thing? Payment. Beperek, Beis, Dekdushin, Omar, Rav Shimon, Ben Olozom, Vishum, Rabbi Meir, Milve hareyu kepikodem, v'im loy nishtayer himenu klum, eina mekodeshes, mishum de'ein ve'en. Now, Tosfos is asking, Amara de Kekashem, there's a member of Rav Shimon ben Elozer that's saying pshat in Rameya, and therefore, there's a pella on our Gemara. The Gemara says, let's talk about a pekodin, and then we'll see that Rav Shimon ben Elozer said, Milva harehi ki pekodin. Let's talk about a pekodin. A person gave over an isha pekodin. He gave her over $100, and he told her to watch the pekodin. Then, he told her, you know, you're mekudish with the pekodin. I want to mekadi. You have a pekodin in your house, I want to mekadish you with the pekodin. She goes to see the pekodin, and she sees it was stolen. So the Gemara says, there's leftover a shava pruta, so she's mekudish. That means there was still a shava pruta of pekodin, and he was mekadish with the pekodin, so there's a shava pruta with the pekodin, he gave a shava pruta for kedush, she's mekudish. If there's not a shava pruta, so he didn't give her anything. So Mamela, she's not Mekudosh. Then the Gemara says, Milva Harei Kippekot. What's Milva Harei Kippekot? What is if a person lent an Isha $100 and she didn't use all the $100? The sum of the money which she didn't use yet. So Rameya says, if there's some money left that she didn't spend yet, so she's mekudish with that money. I'm really kechidish. I don't say milva loitzoni. No, I don't say it became her money. I say it's his money too. She uses it. So there's a pruta left from the halvor. She's mekudish. Milva harei kepekodnim. If there's a pruta left, if there's not a pruta left, she's not mekudish. So you see clearly that Rameya holds a mekadish be milva ain't a mekudish. What's the problem? Why need a pruta left? Nothing's left. But she owes him money. She borrowed money from him. And the Argamore says, Rameya owes him a Kaddish b'milva mekudeshes.
So Bezoi says, but here, this is Amiroi. The problem is there's a Tane. The Tane says, Rav Shimon Elazar says, B'Shem Rameya, Milva Arei Ki Pekodim, she's only Mekudish by Milva, if she didn't spend the whole money, and it's still called his money, so he's giving her something. But if she spent the whole money, she can't be Mekudish with her Milva. See, Sikla Rameya holds, that a Mekadish by Milva ain't a Mekudeshes, and how can Amiroim and Agamora say, that Rameya holds a Mekadish by Milva Mekudeshes? Let's again see the Loshna of Toysvis Teime. Bepeirik based the Ketushin Omer Abshimim Ben Elozim Mishim Rameya Mil Vareya Kippa Kodem Ve'im Loi Nishtai Remena Klum. If nothing is left over, that means she had spent already the Meya Alvo Einam Kodesh Shim Dain Ben. So how can you say Rameya Hoz Mekadosh Bemil Ben Mekodeshes? If he gives her back the nizomim, choshev kimilva ben, it's called like that his money is still there. Even they know me kainu b'shvach kelim. What's kain meron the nizomim? If you hold yeshna l'schiras mitchila batzoi, the nizomim are hers. She owes him money for his pula, and he's not giving her anything. The only reason, according to Rameh, she's Mekudish, is because he holds Einel Eschir Zalul Abseif. If you will say that it's called the Mois Ben, Zafili Yeshel Eschir Zmetzil Abseif, she also should be Mekudish. His Taisus blibes by a tape. Zuch to Gemara weiter. Rava Omar. Now, we have different Mahalchim, to explain the Machlokes Tanoim, why Rameya holds she's Mekudesh, and why the Rabbanon holds she's not Mekudesh. Rava Omar, Rava said as follows, the Kul Alme Yeshna L'Schiris Mitchila Vatzoyf. Everyone holds Yeshna L'Schiris Mitchila Vatzoyf. So Mamele, it's a Milta. And the Kul Alme, and everyone holds a Mekadesh B'Milva, ain't a Mekudesh. So Mamele can't be Mekadisha. Udikul Alme Numen Kaina Bishvach Kele. That's what Rava says. So now, so what's Pshat Rameya? We have three strikes against us. It's Zichra Milve, Kosheshna Schirs Metchila Vatzoik, and Mekadish Milve Aina Mekadesh, is Aina Numen Kaina Bishvach Kele. Elohoche Bemaya Skinon, Kegoin Sha Hoysif Lo Neufach Mishaloi. She gave him silver to make a ring. He made the ring, and when he made the ring, he added onto the ring something of his. He added it onto the ring. So he's being Moisef, he's Mekadisha with this ring, which really is her ring, and he's not giving her anything, but he added onto the ring a neifach. Rameyer sova milve upruto daita apruta. Even though there's a milve, daita apruta. Rabbanan Sovri, Milve Opruto, Taita Amilve. I saw in Mishnah Salevi, in the Sechtes Kedushin, Daf Menvov, that he brings down two Mahalchem, how to understand this Machloikis, Milve Opruto, Taita Opruto, Milve Opruto, Taita Amilve. So one Mahalach is that Daita Amilve is because her Ike Das is, you have Amilve and Apruta. Now let's understand this. Let's look in the right perspective. Aisha owed $1 million. And, he tells her, you know, I'm making you $1 million. And here's Apruta. I'm making you $1 million and here's Apruta. Now, she's Mekudish. What is her Das to be Mekudish for? So one man the other says, "Daita milve, he's worth $1 million. That's called I'm getting something." The pruta. So the das is on the milve. That's a dava choshev. Rashi brings a Rashi Sanhedrin. That's called a dava choshev. That's what a das is. Give me a pruta also. Shkoyah. But she doesn't come a kudish with the pruta. She's a kudish with the mechilas achayv of the $1 million. So daita a milve alone. And Rameya holds, no. Whatever you give, I'm accepting. You're being meichel me $1 million, shkaya, this kol mitzvahs. You're giving me a pluta. I'll be mekudesh with the pluta also. So the one mahalach is daito, a milve and the pluta. You're mekudesh with me, that's the pluta. I'll be mekudesh with both. So memele, if a das is to be mekudesh with the pluta also, so it helps. I'll call upon him. He gave her a pluta, and the pluta can make kiddush. That's one mahalach. Then he says a second mahalach. That if daita amilve, then it's treif already. Because if she wants the kiddushin should come about through the mechilas amilve, I feel she wants the mechilas amilve plus the pluta, that's no good, because the kesef kedushin, the kesef kinyin is treif in the kesef, it's milve. She wants the milve and the pruta should make the kedushin. Milve can't make kedushin. So Ramei that holds daita pruta means her das is only on the pruta, not on the milve. Why is her das only on the pruta? Because the pruta is ben. The milve is not ben. So Mameila, what is ben? That's what she wants to become a kedushin. The move is not bad. And the Chachamim hold daita amilva also. And if it's daita amilva also, so Mamela Shizicha not Mekudish, because if she wants that the milva should also make the Kedushin, so she wants Kedushin to come out to a milva, and the milva cannot make Kedushin. So now the Gemara says, there's a machloikis in this. Ubeplukte dahani tanoi. There's a machloikis tanoim in this nekude. The sanya. We learned a baraisa. A three-way machloikis. Vischal shosisi imoch. If a person is makadish anisha, you know, I worked for you yesterday. You owe me money. Amechel you the schiris. Ain't a makadashis. That's zicher. That is zicher achoiv. And it's Makadish b'milva ain't a Makadesh. Bischar she'esa imoch. But what if he said, I'm a Makadish you with what I'm going to do for you? Is Makadesh, because the Tanakama holds ain't a l'schiris ela l'psoif. So that means, so I'm a Makadish you, when you'll get it, you'll be Makadish, and that's not called a milva. Chabnosen oimer, bischar she'esa imoch ain't a Makadesh. He holds ainu l'schiras alulim soif. So a mele, a fili said b'shchar says imach, but it's still a milve. V'choshkin b'shchar shosisi imach. Rabbi Yehuda anosi yoimer, b'em esomru, b'em b'shchar shosisi imach, b'em b'shchar shosisi imach, ainu b'kadesh. V'imoysef lo noifach mishaloi m'kadeshes. So the Gemara says, b'em tanekam al rabnos nike b'nai l'schiras. Tanakama holds, yes, ainul ischiris alulubsaif. And Rab Nosson holds, yes, ischiris metchilabatsaif. That's why Rab Nosson holds, bischar shes imach is also ainul mekadeshes. Bein Rab Nosson, Rab Yudha Nossi, kebenayim milve pute. So we see there's a machloikis. Tanoim be milve pute, and that's what Rabba wanted to say, that's a machloikis here. Rameir and the Chachamim. Zogt Rashi, Rova Oma, the Kulalme, Einim Kaimi Shvach Keli, Hoche Gesine, Milve Pruta, Ki Yoib La Pruta, Medidei, Daita Pruta, Mekatsha. Lohochi Noka Pruta, the Kedushe Isha, Dayu Lu Bekach, you know, to give more than a Pruta. Bishar Shosisi Imo Chizkatshi Li, Einim Kodeshes, Hoyel Ukvar Erzirlo, that means he gave it to her already. And now he wants to make kedushin. Milva gabot, that's icha milva. Bischar she'es imoch mekadesh, deim l'schiris alupsoiv. Mihadolo nelo, when he'll give it back to her, mekatshalei bischorei. Then he's mekadesh over the schar. Bischar she'es imoch. Ein mekadesh. Yes, no, the schir is metchila vatzoiv. Aputa, Aputa, Havale Milga. Hoshkein Shasisi, the Mayim Shazirulo, Niskav Scholiela, the Milga, that's Icha Milga. Pimoisev Mikodeshes, the Slavuda Nosi, the Kusova Milva Pute, Daita Pute. The Ilol Abnosan Afal Gav Dohisev Loena Mikodeshes, the Daita Milga. So Mamela, so Rava wanted to say, we see this a machlekes tanoim, daita pruta, daita milve. So Mamela, that's the machlekes, Rameya and the Chachama. Zakta Gemara Vaita. Anu sugya. Omar Shmuel, Tabach Umen Shekilko. You have a sheikhet, that was a professional sheikhet. Shekilkel, he was mekalkel in the shchita. So memele, so now the bala behema has a nevela. He hired him. So Shmuel said, Tabach umen shekilkel chayiv l'shalom. He's mechuyiv to pay. Now he says a whole megillah over here, and we'll see later what's pshat in this megillah. Maziku, he's a mazik. Peshayahu is a Peshaya. Nase ka'imalai shchaitli mekan v'shochadlai mekab. Just like he did not listen to what the Balabos told him. The Balabos told him, you should shecht from the front, he shecht from the back. Zakta Gemara, why did Shmuel have to say this whole drosh over here? Chaim L'shalom finished, he says the whole drosh, maziku Peshayahu. Yomar maziku avamina hani mili heichet ka'ovet bischa. If you would only say the word mazik, I would think he's only chayev if he was hired to shecht. Avol heichet ka'ovet bechinam loy, kamash melon peishayahu, he's a peishaya. He's more than a mazik, he's a peishaya. Now let's just say the words of Rashi, and then we'll try to explain them. Tabach umen shekilkul chayek, b'choshkein hedyet. If he wasn't an umen, he's an amateur, b'lehoyle l'sheikhta, hoyle neboki. Now, filo, he's an umen, he's also chayek. So the Gemara says, why does he have to say this, ariches adborim, he's a mazik, he's a peshay. So Gemara says, if you'd only say mazik, the mazik chayim ba'onsim. The other mood loylom. Bein shoygig, bein mezit. Midakor ilay mazik lachayim ba'ones. Shma mino ba'ose bischar koma. If we'd only say mazik. Kamash on the b'sheyu lechoshim le'ones. Elopshiye. Ha'avle lemir meya nafshe. He should have thought. He should have been careful. Shema tefarches habehime v'yizoyer bo. So this, that was the behemah was nisnabla, came through a pshiye to a carelessness. So he's chayiv al tzpesheya. Now, so Bemison Shmuel is saying loizu avsu. Not only is he a mazik, and by a mazik is davke b'schar, no, he's a pesheya also. So, the Dvayakev brings down from the Taisa, from the Rosh and Shit Mekabetes, Kapne Yeshua, the Teres Chaim, that what Rashi says, that he's a mazik, he's chayev bo'ines, this we have to take with a grain of salt. Rashi is speaking about an oines ke'en gneve, which Taisvis, in the beginning of Aminiach, says, Adam, Mud loylam is potter on the oynish kein gneiv. It's a shtikal oynish already. So memele, but a shemer is chayiv. A shemer socher is chayiv on an oynish kein gneiv. That's a shemer socher. So if he would say, let's just be mamtik one more vote. There's this in the chof dalet obvious nezikin. There's the dalet shomrin. A shemer socher is a mazik if he did not take care of it properly. If it was gigambit, he's chayiv. Ah, it's a shtikla. Well, you're getting paid for this. You should have been more careful. So Shmuel said as follows. If you'd only say the word mazik, I would understand as follows. He means that he's a mazik like a Shema Socha, which is from the Chav Baladovas Nezikim. And since he's getting paid, he should have been very careful. And he's responsible for this oinus. It's an oinus kengeneva. But Shmuel wanted to be more explicit. No, not only when he's getting paid, he's chayev. He's a pesheya. I feel he's not paid. This is carelessness. If he would have gone to the shechita with a kovid roish and realized many things can happen by b'shas shechita, the baby can be mefarches, you have to take many things in consideration. If he would have been careful, this never would have occurred. So Memele, he did not do what he was supposed to do. So Shmuel is saying, in other words, loy mi boy, if he's getting paid, he's chayev, and then he would be an oynis. He knows, an oynis can't gnev, it also be chayev, al shem asocha, he's a shem asocha. Now I'm telling you that afilu he didn't get paid. He's chayev because this is a pshia. A sheikhet has to be careful when he shechs. And if he would have been careful, this never would have occurred. And if it occurred, he's a peshay. So he did not do what the Bailam told him to do. The Bailam told him to shecht for me, and he went with a carelessness. So Mamela, he's chayev to pay, he's a peshay. Rav Chama bar Guya asked a kasha to Shmuel. We learned about Aisa. Anoisin behema letaboch v'niblo umin potter. If he's an umin, he's potter. Hedyet, if he's not an umin, he's chayev. He has no right to shecht if he's an hedyet. V'im noisin schar bein hedyet bein umin chayev. But if he's paying him, so bein hedyet bein umin chayev. So what does it say in this baraisa? Klo, not like Shmuel. Shmuel said, not only if he gets schar, he's chayev, not only if he gets schar, he's chayev, because, not only if he gets schar, he's chayev, al shem socho, afilu ashem achino, afilu he's not getting paid, he's also chayev because he's a pesheya. That was what Shmuel said. So Rav Chama bar Guya said, Anshuldik, there's an offener bereise that says verkehrt. Offener bereise says that if he's not getting schar, he's potter anumen. Klo, not like you. Umen potter, zutrashi donus. So he's not a pesheya. Not the way you said he's a pesheya. He's a nonus. Let's say it's a nonus can gnebe. So fine. So if he gets schar, he's chayim. But if he doesn't get schar, he's potter. So lehev here amir diki gemore. Omalei la'acher meichacha. K'may maya makuri. He gave him a klola. That your mayach should be like my shereva mori mayach. You should have, yes, such a kasha. Shereva mori mayach. We'll see soon. Osa hume rabono. K'may sublei. Now, another Rabbanan also, they found this Baraisa, this is a Pesheira. And this Baraisa, you see, Klo, now like Shmuel, it says that Bechinam is Potter. Omalei, hash the shaklos, my the shakl chavach, you can get the same Klola for me. You ask a kash from this Baraisa, you're gonna get the same Klola for me. Now, what was the taina of Shmuel? I mean, this is a very innocent kash. You say that he's chayev v'chinam, the Baraisa says you're potter. So why was Shmuel fuming at them? So he told them, kamina l'chu ano rameya. If you'd be medayik in my loshen, I'm going according to rameya. V'kamri soli rabono, you brought a Baraisa. Yeah, there's a machlokes rameya and the rabono. I'm going according to Ramei, and yes, my kash and Rabbanon hold your potter by Hashem Achin. Fine, but listen to what I'm saying. Amai loydayik daikis mili. Why weren't you medayik my words? Sha'ani oimer. I said a whole megillah over here. Why didn't you Shani Oima Maziku. I said, not only is he a Mazik at Hashem Asoch is Chayiv. Poisheyahu. He's a Poisheya. Nase ka Oima Leishchait Li Mikam Veshochet Li Mikam. That means he did not follow orders. He was told to shech, and through his carelessness, he didn't shech properly. Man isle ha'isvore rameya, ta'oma miboile lemirmeya napshe. We'll see later who this rameya is, but rameya holds a person should have been cautious. He shouldn't have been careless. This is a machlokes rameya and the chachamim. So my Ariches Advarim was said to tell you that I'm going according to Rameya. The Vayakev brings down a Chazaynish in Sanhedrin. Sheshmuel Kiloloi, it's a Medica Maisa over here. Mishum Shehikya Boy Chesoron Hachno. This Kasha that was this kasha that was asked from the Baraisa and Shmuel was asked with a chesor and hachno. That means it was asked like, you don't know what you're talking about. There's enough in the Baraisa if I can. Boyotzorich lahamin she Shmuel loishochach Baraisa. When you ask a kasha to Shmuel, you should realize two things. Number one, we're talking about Shmuel, who was the Boki Benin. Shmuel didn't forget Baraisas. There you found the Baraisas, Shkoyach. Shmuel also knew the Baraisas, number one. And number two, V'lai Herich Bechinon. He said a whole drosha over here. He said, Masiku Peshehu, Kamalai Shkoyach. Why did he say, you're ignoring all this? You're ignoring the Yediyas that Shmuel had? You're ignoring the Arichas Aloshin that he said, I have a Baraisa not like you. So Mameo Zuk Techazaynish, that deserves a klola. Sefel, covered chacham. Let us see